Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Eli. What's happening, man? Good to meet you. All right, so you just passed Saquon Barkley, and having this guy in the backfield and seeing him as the first-round draft choice has got to excite you heading into what is another season for you. A little fresh offense for you has got to be a cool thing, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see Saquon in action as well. And he's been impressive at practice. He catches the ball well. But obviously, he's a running back. You want to see him with the pads in the live games and see him get 25 carries and see what happens over the course of a game. So, but he's a great kid. He's come in. He's worked really hard, learning the offense, being prepared, and every day we're working on something, finding something to get better on and improve. But it's been fun. It's been a good camp so far.
You know, having him and Odell Beckham Jr. in the huddle together, healthy, is got to make a 37-year-old quarterback feel young again, especially with what happened towards the end of last year. Let's face it, it was ugly here. Nobody wants to be a part of a 3-13 season. I've been a part of those seasons. I know how the quarterback, basically takes a lot of the heat, and whether they bench you or they don't bench you, they play the guys, don't play the guys, all of that stuff. How do you feel today as compared to towards the end of last season? Give the Giant fan out there an understanding of where you think your team is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're in a totally different position. Just with the players we have, the guys we added, the new guys, but also just getting guys back healthy. And I think, you looked at the way Sterling Shepard's practiced this, and, how he's done in the spring and so far in training camp, and Evan having Odell back in the mix, Saquon, the offensive line, healthy and playing well. So I think that's just the way football goes. You can, and the good thing about it is you can go from that 3-13 season to all of a sudden winning 13 games or 14 games, whatever you want to do. So you can make those quick turnarounds, but it all comes the commitment that guys make this time of year, and I think guys are doing that, and we have the opportunity to make something special this season.
Yeah, from where I sit as a former quarterback, to see that they brought in an offensive head coach, brought you in a new left tackle, got you that shot, that running back that looks like he's going to be the next great one to hit the, and Odell Beckham Jr. and Evan Engram and Sterling Shepard. I mean, they're all the weapons are there now. I mean, there's no more excuses. This is it. This is a great offensive team, at least on paper.
No doubt. And guys like to work and they get after it. So, like I said, on paper it looks good, but you got to make it look good on Sundays, and that's what we're working on. That's why we're here practicing and grinding and getting ready. And it's not four or five guys making plays. It's all 11 guys, and it's not just making big plays. We'll have opportunity to make those big plays, but you got to be able to make those third and threes and third and twos and run the ball and be physical and find a way just to be execute to do the little things correct. And when you get opportunities to make those explosive plays, you got to make them as well.
Talking to Eli Manning on Boomer and Geo, and as bad as it was last year, and obviously that affected you in all sorts of ways, you could see it, and emotionally it just stunk, the whole thing stunk. But this offseason and the way that this new regime has talked about you and built around you and has had faith in you, I mean, to go from, it's a complete 180. So that confidence that they gave you saying, Eli is our quarterback, and we're not going to draft a quarterback because Eli is our quarterback. How did that make you feel?
No, it made me feel obviously wonderful and excited to come back and play and to prove them correct, to prove that, hey, they made the right decision, that I can still play at an extremely high level and lead this team and do everything I'm supposed to do. So, it got me fired up. And even, no matter what was going to happen last year in the draft, after the season, I was kind of determined not to let that happen again. And I'll always work hard every year to get ready and get prepared. But You know, it was not fun. It was not fun going through that. Didn't want to ever do that again. And, you know, just to do everything possible to eliminate that from happening.
Any regret that your streak essentially is over?
No. It's never about a streak. I think,
you know, but there's a pride associated with that, though. I think, like, you especially, because you never get hurt. You never miss a practice. You're always there. I know you're the quiet one of the family. I get it. Maybe you're not so much when you're with your brothers, but at least publicly, it seems like you're the quiet one. So there has to be a little bit of a tinge of regret that, you know, at least, you know, maybe starting a couple of those games and keeping that streak alive could have meant something to you in terms of a legacy.
Yeah, I mean, I think guys these Giants fans know that, hey, I'm here for them. I didn't want the streak to continue if it was tainted, and it wasn't true that I was just getting starts to keep a streak alive, and that's kind of what I felt maybe was happening, and I said, I can't just start a game and play a quarter or play a little bit just to keep a starting streak. That's not the purpose.
Were you amazed about how the way the Giant fan reacted in support of you?
Yeah.
Because the quarterback is always the guy that's going to catch the most heat when you're losing, right?
Sure.
Either
no
you
doubt.
Or the head coach. That's just part of the business. But the Giant fan, man, it was amazing.
Yeah, no, it was. And for the fans, for you know, players, ex-players, you expect your teammates to kind of, you know, ex-teammates to have your back.
Yeah, they all had your back.
But you know, players around the league and guys who, you know, some guys I'd met a little bit, some guys I'd never met or never talked to, some old players I didn't play with, old Giants, you know, stepping up. So the support was helped me kind of get through that situation, made it a little bit easier.
What's your explanation, having been there, why last season got out of control so quickly and turned into what it was?
Well, I mean, I think, early on, the first four games, I think, we lost two games at the last second, you know, kind of on the last second field goals and played some close games, one to Philly and to the Chargers, who went on a streak. And, you know, we were, you know, kind of right in there in some games. And then, you know, that Chargers games, when you lose Odell, you lose Brandon Marshall, you lost Shep for a while, you lose four receivers in a game, and now it's all of a sudden, trying to figure out some things and try to, you know, rally. And we end up, you know, we go and you win the next game at Denver, but it was just hard to play. We could kind of hang in there for a while. We were just we just couldn't play those complete games and couldn't find ways to win. We still competed, still lost some close games, there in the season, but it was just hard without some of your playmakers, and we just couldn't find ways to win those close football games. And so I think that's what you had to do in this league. You got to find ways to, hey, it's not always pretty. It's not always a perfect game. There's going to be stretches of a quarter of games that you're not playing your best, but you got to find a way to kind of, you know, win ugly and grind it out. We just weren't able to do that.
Well, if you can't tell, that's Eli Manning that we're talking to on the radio. And, you know, the interesting thing, Eli, for me, is the Manning family, the first family of football, the Shermer family. They are a family of football. Obviously, Pat's uncle, Fritz, was a longtime defensive coordinator in this league. And, of course, your new offensive coordinator, Mike Shula, right? Who does not know the Shula name? So you basically have a new offensive coordinator, an offensive head coach. What were the initial meetings with those guys like when you got a chance to meet them?
You know, it was great. You know, both of them have been crystal clear and you know, what they want this offense to be, what our job is to quarterback. They explain things very, very well. They've been around a lot of football. You know, they've been coordinators for a long time and had success at a lot of places. They have a great idea of what plays they want, how to read things, exactly what we want to get to for certain looks, and so it's made it simple. It's made it fun, you know, learning a new style. And the plays, you know, it's plays we've run before in other offenses and been around, so I feel very comfortable. They're both so easy to talk to communicate with, to ask questions. I think we're getting on the same page very easily, and it's been fun to work with them.
I mean, it is tough, though, because if you think about it, I mean, you go from Coughlin, of course McAdoo was there, but then he's the head coach, and then you got another regime here. I mean, you obviously like to do things a certain way, and now you got a whole different regime in here. Is that tough for you to adjust, or you're just such a veteran at this point that it doesn't matter as much?
No, I think it's important that you buy into their style and to the way they do things and the way they want it done, and it, you you got to buy in, you know, kind of all in and ask and want to learn what they want. You know, hey, versus this, look, what do we want to get to? And you know, so try to get those questions. And, you know, a lot of it right now is just installing plays. You're kind of running plays. You're not game planning versus your defense exactly. So, you know, look forward to the preseason games when you kind of say, hey, here's the defense. This is what we want to game plan. This is what we want to get to versus certain things. So, look, you know, just see how they work in those type of situations. And so, you know, there's still going to be a learning curve with them. And, you know, I think every practice, every, you know, preseason season game, every game is going to be a step of us getting closer to what we want to be.
You know, I sense a new kind of excitement with you. I honestly do, because, you know, seeing Saquon Barkley and a healthy Odell Beckham Jr., I would imagine that you are pressing behind the scenes to get Odell Beckham Jr. signed and keep him happy and
sure,
and keep him here and all that other stuff. How much, my final question for you, how much longer do you want to do this?
You know, I don't have an answer. You know, I think I want, you know, I love what I'm doing. I work extremely hard at it. You know, I think you just, you know, you would know, you've gone through it. You know, first off, I don't know if you always get to make that decision when you want to quit. Sometimes they kind of make that decision for you. But, you know, I still feel healthy, still feel I can play at an extremely high level. So, you know, I know I want to do it this year, and you kind of take it year by year. But, you know, my body feels good, and I know I have years left of good football in me.
At your lowest moment last year, who gave you the best advice, and what was it?
That's tough. You know, I talked to my dad a lot, talked to Peyton a lot. I think, just talking through them, just it really came out that, hey, I still needed to be, you know, a great teammate through this situation. And reminded me, kind of all the teammates that came to support me, another reminder, just, hey, I've been a good teammate, you know, still, hey, be around. Don't make it, you know, this situation more awkward than it already is. Be helpful to Geno, be helpful to the other quarterbacks, be involved with the offensive line, kind of be there, and don't be a, you know, distraction, you know, or not a more of a distraction than it was, and just be a great teammate to everybody. And I think that was probably the best advice.
And it's the NFL. You can turn it around quick. I mean, you can
no
go
doubt
and win a division this year, right?
No,
I mean,
no
it's,
doubt.
Right, absolutely. So, Eli, thanks for the time.
Eli, great
thanks,
to guys. See you,
appreciate
man. Good luck, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank appreciate
you.
It. Best of luck this year.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.